You see how strikingly different the mitzvah to remember is from the description of the event. Right? The description of the event is at the end of Parshas Bashalach. The description of the event is Amalek came, Moshe Rabbeinu chooses Yehoshua, tells Yeshua to put an army together, Moshe Rabbeinu davens al Reish Ahar. We have a description about Moshe's davening. The Ramban describes this was a tefillah b'tzibur. Everybody who saw Moshe, they davened along with Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Yeshua defeats Amalek. And then Hashem says, make sure you remember this. Kazoiv zois zikorin b'sefer. Right? This is going to go in the Chumash. And Simba ozni Yeshua. And make sure Yeshua is well aware of this, which that I will destroy Amalek. Moshe builds a mizbeach, and Hashem says, there's going to be a battle, midor dor. Right, that's the event. Right? Then, Parshas Zachar is, Zachar, Eis asher osa locha Amalek, b'derech b'tzeitz chamei Mitzrayim. Right, now, how would you finish up the parsha? What would you say would be the mitzvah of Zachar, based on the account? What would be the important parts? No. What should you? What do you have to remember?
Hashem saved us.
So remember that Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. Good. What else? Okay, they attacked us for apparently no reason. Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us. How did Kadosh Baruch Hu save us? Was that?
The war.
It was through the war, through the davening. No? No? In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu is remember this event. So you go back, and what's the event? The event is Yeshua went with a small army, and Moshe went to daven for us. That's the event. Right? So, if we were then discussing Zachor, what should you remember? L'chaira, you should remember, okay, they attacked us. Maybe for no reason. They attacked us for no reason. We weren't bothering them. All right? That Kadosh Baruch Hu saved us and did so in a way that was clear. Kadosh Baruch Hu was responding to our davening. Right? You can say Yishtadlos. You can say Yishtadlos and the tefillah go together. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua that Melchemes Amalek Midor Adon, and he will ultimately destroy Amalek. All right, Zachor is a shvua also Amalek Bader Potezim Mitzrayim. What should you remember? Asher Korcha Baderach, they pounced upon you. VaYizani B'chan Kol Anechasholam Achavecha, they took advantage of your most vulnerable people. VaTo Oyef VaYegev LeRelikim, you Klal Yisrael were in a compromised situation, right? The lo yerlikim can either refer to us or to the Amaleki. It's one of these hanging phrases. So remember that they attacked us in a non-frontal way. That they were called them terrorists, called them sneak attacks. It wasn't. Call it non-classical warfare, whatever, remember that. And v'yav v'niach Hashem l'kech l'chom v'kol l'vech v'misaviv Hashem l'kech l'chom l'vishta, and you will ultimately erase Amalek mitachas Hashem. The overlap between the event and the zohar is very, very different, very, very small. Right? There's no mention of don't. We're not told. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? We're not even told to remember Kadosh Baruch Hu took a shvua. There's very little overlap. So, what? How are we supposed to understand that the mitzvah of Zachar is, even though it says Asher Osu L'cha Amalek, that's significantly different from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought were the most important parts of the event in Parshas Shemos. So, it's a kasha. L'chor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what to write down in Shemos, he was telling us to write down what's the most important event. No, he wasn't describing every single aspect of the battle. The Zohar is not, we're not at all told, remember Moshe Rabbeinu was davening for you. They had this clear sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. That's not part of the Zohar. Correct? If a person reads Parshas B'Shalach, he's Yoytze B'Di'evan. A person can't make it to Shabbos Zohar and he shows up in Purim morning, B'Di'evan is Yoytze. Alright? Bar Ekiyum. So that's Ha'or number one. Number two is the Ramban in Parsha Zohar, in Parsha Kiseitse, so he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvah of basically reading this, but not forgetting this. And Hanochin Me'enai Le'mar Shalei Tishkach Masha Oslan Amalek, we have to remember Amalek Ad Shen Nimchesh Mamitachash until we get rid of them. Unisaper zet livaneinu ulerseinu loymar kach osalonu our Rosha. We have to tell our later generation this is what the Rosha did. Lachach nitztavenu lemchoyes shemoy. Therefore, because of what they did, we have to erase their name. And this is v'chein b'masa Miriam. And similar, when it comes to Miriam, we were told that even though that it would be better not to tell over the story of Miriam because it makes Miriam look bad. Miriam and Aaron, why are they criticized? Roy Gamla Stiroy, Shulamir. But the value of knowing what happens when he speaks Lashon Hara is so great, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, all right, better to discuss the tzaddikim, the dark side, so to speak, the mistakes of its tzaddikim, and we'll know how terrible Lashon Hara is. Because Lashon Hara is a terrible, terrible thing. So first I was wondering whether the Ramban is pointing out hatred is a terrible thing. To hate anything, ad kedei that we would have to destroy it, means introducing a very uncomfortable hergish. Right? If you think about ourselves right now, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, introduce the hergish of sinas amalek. We don't know who Malik is. We wouldn't act against an Amaleki. We're not sure if he's an Amaleki. Afal Pikein, because Rosh Hashanah says, train yourself to have sin as Amalek. So, L'chaira, what the Ramban is saying is, it's true. Having sinner for something, ad kerei kach, that you are so moved and inspired to destroy it. It's a level of sinner that most of us have probably rarely ever felt, to have that kind of level of sinah. I'm going to remember this, L'deri Doris, I'm going to tell my kids about this, and ultimately, whatever's left of this thing that I hate, when my kids have a chance to eradicate it, I'm going to make sure they know to eradicate it. Has anybody ever had that kind of a hergish of sinah? Maybe we're not done such strong hergation. So, L'chor with the Ramban is saying, Afal Pikein, that's not a good thing to introduce into the person's. But apparently, what Amalek did was so egregious that it's worth, just like it's worth L'gabe Miriam describing the mistakes that Miriam made, it's worth having this bad hergish, this negative hergish, because there's a redeeming feature because of the terrible thing Amalek did. So, what did Amalek do? Asher korcha baderach. At the most creative, korcha means careerus. It cooled us off. They made us vulnerable. They korcha baderach. They made things mikra, random. And their strategy was terrible. They picked off the Bata Oyef, you gave the Elikim, and we didn't have the strength to withstand that. So what's being pointed out? What do you have to remember with a mole? So the Ramban says in Parshas B'Shalach that V'tama ona shenena shemolek yoisu mikolo amin. What made Amalek worthy of being punished more than any other nation? Ki kolo amim shomu v'yirguzun u'pleshes edoy mumoyo v'yosh v'knando moigu v'nei pachad Hashem v'hadar go'oynoy. What's the Rabban referring to? Oz nivalu alufi edoy the mogu kol yosh v'pleshes. No. With that? So what's he referring to? Ki kolo amim shomu v'yirguzun pleasures and the moyev yeshvi kana no moygu with the pach and Hashem hadar go oin neva amol like ba mi mercha kim is gabriel Hashem l'chach amar boy v'lo yore lekim v'od ki unin esav v'korim lonu oiver misaber al rib loy loy. No, what are the two things we have against Amalek? So Ramban saying,
stop the redemption.
In other words, what Ramban is saying is that at the end of, after Kriyas Yamsuf, so we'd reached a point where every single nation is in recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in recognition of Klal Yisrael. The way I've described this in the past is it was like Mashiach Tzad. Yimosa Mashiach had come. Right? V'oyah v'yom Ahud Yeshem Echad Ushmei Echad. So we're supposed to appreciate that all of the tzaros, all the difficulties, all of the things that require tikkun, the entire some of the most difficult parts of world history would not have happened to Nachum Molly. We're supposed to appreciate that what we daven for all the time, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, would have happened if not for Amalek. Amalek was the great spoiler of Yemais HaMashiach. Amalek was the one who determined that Kvoid Hadar Malchusei was not preeminent. So that's what we have to Asher Korcha Baderech. So what did he do? He couldn't take us on frontally because they would have thought, Amalek's crazy taking on. So Asher Korcha Baderech, he was able to cool things off, to cool off the excitement. And he picked us off Nechashol Macharech. He picked off our most vulnerable. He chipped away. You can't go up against Yemais HaMashiach. You can chip away at it. You can begin to make people cooler about it. Right? You can't, nobody can go up and say, learning Daf Yomi is not a good thing. But, I'm a sugar now. The amount of PR that people were doing this for 7 years, 20,000, it's just hundreds of thousands of people learning Daf Yomi. You can't go up against something which is so widely accepted and promoted. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I did a Kriyas Yamsuf, Oz the Mogu Yishuv, and on. But Amalek was able to chip away. Right? It was so clear to us that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of us. Amalek was able to chip away at that. Oh yeah, there was V'hoye Barim Yodeh, Moshe, but there's also V'yibaniach Yodeh. Was a time when, and the truth is that if we would have been where we should have been at, so then we could have withstood what Amalek did. We were not at the top of our game. We were not where we were supposed to be. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says the mitzvah of zechiras Amalek and the evil of Amalek is not the remembering the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was extremely shaping in Klal Yisrael. Tefillah B'Tzibur began with Moshe Rabbeinu. and bitochen Moshe Rabbeinu, and ishtadlus and bitochen Amalek, and how every Jewish battle is going to be in the future, Amalek. But that's not Zohar. Zohar is to appreciate that and to have a visceral hatred, and it's not a good thing to have visceral hatred, Ramban might say. But it's necessary when there's an event of people that unraveled Yemos HaMashiach. If we wouldn't have a visceral hatred for Amalek, then it means that we don't really get how different the world is and how different the course of history is and how different our present world is from Kadosh Baruch Hu's intent to be Yemos HaMashiach. Kvod Adam Malchusa. So if we're not viscerally upset that Kadosh Baruch Hu's covet is, so how can we so then there's a chisar in us. We don't get it. V'hoya b'niach Hashem l'kecho l'cho mikol y'vecho misaviv v'oretz esh Hashem l'kecho n'esel chanach l'lishto, and there's going to be a second chance, as we have to remember. And we have to make sure to take care of the second chance, to realize that we have a second chance. That's the mitzvah of Zohar. And the mitzvah of Zohar is that we don't know who Amalek is right now. But there is going to be a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in the exact same position. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be able to remember this Nekuda. That Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us these opportunities. And if we don't remember what happened when the last opportunity was taken away from us, and it doesn't mean that we failed by Amalek. It's not like we're supposed to do something different. Maybe I'll tell you if you're gay, maybe. But if Kadosh Baruch was saying, if when Vahoyi B'niach comes, and it's Yemos HaMashiach, and we're being ready to build the third base of Mikdash, and we're Oye Figeya then, because that can't happen. That's the mitzvah of Amalek. So even though it's introducing a something which is a negative component within human being, but it's ultimately it's so that we don't lose the upcoming opportunity of maintaining Yemos HaMashiach and the Tikkunim and appreciation of all of the suffering and all of the any evil occurrence from Kriyas Yamsuf Ad Yom Hazeh didn't have to happen. So the person is not moved by that, that's a taka problem. I mean, it means that we haven't been misguided enough. We haven't thought about it enough. We don't really get it. But that's the only way I can explain why the two parshas are distinct. Ramban explains it back in Mishalach. But the focus of Zechira is on this Nekuna Shekorcha Baderach Meizana B'cholcha Anachashachra, and to make sure that Klal Yisrael is alert to opportunities when it comes up again. So the emphasis is that is part of the avoda of Purim. It has to be that way, because when Esther convinced the Anshei Knesset HaGdola to make Megillas Esther part of Kisvei HaKodesh, it was all based on Kisov Zos Sikorim HaSefer. It was all based on this is... So what was she arguing with Chazal? She was saying there are certain Amalek opportunities, right? She was had to argue this is a Nevuah L'Doros. So what was the argument? So Chazal said, They did not want to do it initially. They said, okay, well, darshan k'soyim zoyis ikorin b'sefer. So k'soyim zoyis is Moshe Rabbeinu, sikorin is shol, b'sefer is Miguel. So what was Chazal saying? So on a simple level, they were saying, look, there's a mitzvah of zechiras amalek, and Haman's a gogi, he's from amalek, so this is part of the zechiras amalek. And there are many parts of the Megillah which one only understands if you see it as amalek. Right? Hashmin la'vigil abed. Why are we doing that? Why do you have to go for a second day? Why are we hanging b'nei avod? It only makes sense if maya shalom levoz. If it is, if we understand the takakasha, why shalom levoz? So the Chazal said that we should lain parashas amalek before Purim. It's a siman. The Chazal want us to put Purim in the context of amalek. But once you understand this Ramban, so then you understand that the Chazal were saying that's part of the avoda of Purim. Part of the avoda of Purim is v'hayu v'niach Hashem l'kei olcham kol yevech misaviv. Right? That Klal Yisrael has to appreciate when there are times when the Kadosh Baruch Hu shows kvod and avlechusai. So we have to stop and make sure that we capitalize on those tkufas, in those periods of time. That we don't let it slide. That we're not oyef yageya. Even if we're not in the position of timchas zecher malik, it happened to be that Esther and Mordechai were in the position of timchas zecher malik, so they had to do it to some extent. They did it to a great extent, and that explains why they were battling beyond when the Jews were going to be saved. But I think that's what Chazal were responding to when they said, well, it says Zoysi Korin B'Sefer. But the saying is, this is a Nevuah L'Doros. This is teaching Klal Yisrael that there are going to be times of Ohayim HaNiach. And when there are times of Ohayim HaNiach, and we'll be able to say, this is the Yad Hashem. And then we're mechuyev to do so. That's how the Mefarshim explain a lot of the Pai Tishenas Yaakov. That's the Shulchan Aruch, not Shulchan Aruch, but the early Nesi Kelim explain Chai Mishlum Sumi before Ad La Yada, is that we won't know what is the more important. Is the more important that Klal Yisrael was saved, or is the more important that Haman was destroyed? So you don't have to drink so much to be unsure of which is the more important, right? What's the greater kavod hadam l'chusa, hatzolas Klal Yisrael, or the destruction of those who wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael? What's the greater kiyum in Avali? That's not to be sure of that, but that's what Chazal is pointing out. That that both parts should have this great emphasis in the celebration of Purim. Okay, so we'll stop here.